What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
Yeah. It's all fake.
Yeah.
It's a witch hunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back to that Surreal Life show that from 2022.
Yeah, let's
with,
get off of fucking politics, yeah. Please.
Well, this is about Trump. So Stormy Daniels, they're all questioning on her. She goes, look, it was the worst 48 seconds of my life. She goes, he had sex and I just laid there wishing for death.
Like
at
that
first,
makes,
my
like
first
that
thought
makes
was
you
then,
any better, bitch.
Why did you allow
too.
It?
She's
but I forgot
too.
She was like a prostitute or something. Well,
yeah.
She wasn't a prostitute. She was a porn movie actress or whatever.
A porn movie stunt double.
Yeah. So either way, she was paid to have sex with him. She didn't just go
she
in
was
there
a
for free.
Stunt double?
No, she just rolls
stunt
up in the
porns
and just jumps in and like rides that cock.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
so what's the difference in that and just a porn star?
You get paid more for a porn star?
It's a body double?
Yeah, pretty much.
What the fuck?
Shut porn up. Star is Ron Jeremy.
It's not a thing.
That's not a thing.
Okay, yeah. So that's not a thing.
Sorry, cock.
Sorry if I was convincing, but no, that was sarcasm.
I was trying to keep going with it.
I know. But then he bought it.
And he
I
was did,
like,
yeah.
Shit, I don't want to pull this fish out of the water.
I'm still wondering if that's a thing.
I bet it is, actually.
I'm not convinced.
It's like
I just go straight
it's
with...
Like, it's like a fluffer. It's a floofer.
Right?
The floofer gets in the action.
Straight with Orgasmo, stunt cock?
Yeah. Like, they have the same colored hair, but their asses don't look the same.
Oh. I still love when T-Rex
get
comes out.
Get that shit out of my head. Why like, are you thump, even putting those visions thump, in my thump. Head?
Big fat lady, you're going to make me come.
What?
Have you never seen Orgasmo?
Oh, yeah. It's been a long fucking
yeah. Time, so, like, he's, like, laying there, and he's just, like, terrified. And they're like, all right, this scene's with T-Rex, and you see this huge fat woman. And they're, like, making the whole, like, dress burn.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's, like, in a manly voice, like, you're going to make me come.
Ew.
Then he starts, like, he goes into the dream world so that he's not present for it.
God.
Oh, that movie was awesome. I don't know. I don't know if it was ahead of its time, if it was perfect timing. But it was good. And then I'm trying to show. So I've got. So for the movie podcast that's going to be coming out soon, hopefully, unless my daughter backs out like my fucking neighbors did. I got her watching some old 80s movies. And I want to get her onto some of the Mel Brooks, but that's going to be later. I'm starting with. I got her on One Crazy Summer, Better Off Dead, and St. Elmo's Fire. I want her to watch those.
You're talking about like Blazing Saddles.
No. I want to go there, but not right away.
You have to watch Blazing Saddles when you're 6 years old, or it's not funny ever for the rest of your life.
Well,
you
my thing
laugh
is
your
I want
ass off on, about it if you watch it when you're six, and then for the rest of your life. But if you watch it as an adult for the first time,
but she loves Monty Python, which
same
I think is awesome. I love Monty Python, so I want her to check like Spaceballs. I think is a great movie.
I like Spaceballs.
You know, yeah.
That's good satire though.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the
Blazing Saddles and Monty Python.
Blazing Saddles.
Can't do it.
Yeah. But I want her to watch. I want her to check that one out. So I want to talk about like some of these movies that stand the test of time and are still good today. And some that like there is no fucking way you can show this movie today and it's going to get the reviews it got back then.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I read somewhere once like if they played Blazing Saddles on cable TV today, it would last 10 seconds. Because they would have to cut so much of that other shit out that they just can't say.
For sure.
And that's the same as, like, some of Richard Pryor shit or Andrew Dice Clay. Like, you can't put that shit. There's too many Karens in the world. You can't hear that kind of stuff nowadays. They censor everything. And that was definitely one of them that there's just no shot that it's going to, you know, fly today with all the censorships.
Yeah.
But it was... Like, one of his movies, I guess, I don't want to call it a cult classic, but it's like, it's part of Mel Brooks. You know, you got Spaceballs, you got that. There's the Young Frankenstein, that was the other one, where he did it in black and white, had Gene Wilder in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like, those three are the Mel Brooks movies. I mean, he has others, but, like, that is the ones that people know. And so, eventually, I'll have her watch those.
You know the other Mel Brooks movie... that's dope, though. It's Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Yes, that was another one.
Fucking tight.
I love the song, too. It's always in my head.
Yeah, it's so good, dude.
Men in tight, tight, tight.
And that was Dave Dave Chappelle was in that.
That's
shit,
right.
Bro. Like, I think that might have been his first, like, his first thing.
But there was, see, and it's just like, they were so good.
Yeah, it was great.
But, like, now you can't.
Yeah.
And that sucks. Yeah. And that's why I was telling Alyssa when we were on the last episode of this I had with her. And I was talking about that, and I said, I love 80s movies because to me it was more pure, I guess. And I say that as in, they didn't have a lot of the CGI. They didn't have a lot of the censorship bullshit. They can just go out there and act and do their thing. Like Bill Murray, one of Bill Murray and Chevy Chase, most of their movies, they have the script, but a lot of the stuff that ends up in the movie is just them ad-libbing and just throwing in their own shit.
There's still those types of movies out. You just prefer to watch like fucking Marvel and
Dan. I watch everything. Okay, I watch everything.
Like way overproduced. We stopped by for lunch today.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah. I guess Chase wasn't there.
Well, his
fucker's
truck was
never
there. His truck was there, so I was like, "Yo, is Chase here?"
But the blue taco wasn't.
Yeah, I thought I saw a blue truck back there. We kind of parked, you know, on the in and out side ish. That was dude, that's gonna be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah,
it's so big, dude.
It's already fucking terrible, like the way that they have it situated driving into that parking lot. It's when that horrible. Opens, dude, I don't even know what you guys are gonna
I feel
do.
Bad for you
We're
guys.
We're gonna move in 18 months.
It'll bring people,
but I don't go.
Like,
but
not really. Like, maybe. I'm waiting for 3 hours
Which
to get my burger.
The
so I'm gonna go
imagine what good. It's gonna do no. to fucking Sonic, Habit, the two banks that are right there.
Oh,
us,
yeah.
Like
that's so
you're
stupid.
Not gonna be able to get in there.
Yeah, fuck it. It's stupid.
A shit show, dude. Fuck In-N-Out.
It's
fuck
not
that
even
whole company.
Good.
All they do, they came
it's
with
basic.
They just come in with big
it's basic.
Lawyers.
It's good. I will not say it's not good. I will just say it's not that.
I would rather.
Good.
I would
it's
rather
a
like a mom and pop
burger.
I don't know.
But why
not
are you
wait 3 hours?
Wait 3 hours and fucking fight the traffic and the battles like no matter.
Well,
where
and then
go,
if you
like,
don't eat it there and there's nowhere to eat it there, then
oh,
you have
to right
drive
there.
Home.
No, you don't want
to
drive home.
Yeah, and it takes another 3 hours to get out of the parking lot.
Dude, when
lot.
They hand it to you, you open that bag, you eat that motherfucker while the cheese is like melting down your face.
Yeah,
it's pretty tasty.
This is second,
but it's so not worth 3 hours.
I had the first time I had it was in San Diego, California, and that was back in probably 99 or early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And then I had it again on this one probably like 2 months ago. I don't get the
I think
appeal.
Freddy's is better. Honestly, like Freddy's.
I haven't had it yet. I want to try
Freddy
that.
Smash Burgers?
Yeah.
Because they have that crispy, crunchy like seasoned
so
crust.
We've been doing our own Smash Burgers at home on the Blackstone.
Oh, yeah. Smash Burgers are wonderful.
Dude, yeah, because it does get that crispy. And then you get the onions on it. And
yeah. Yeah, if you season up a Smash Burger just right and have a good Smash crispy crunch sear. They're fucking good.
We
dude.
Found
they're fucking good
rubs and seasonings too.
Yeah, they're so expensive though.
I have a little caddy now for my Blackstone that holds like 13 seasonings, and I've just got it full.
Damn.
So when are we gonna have a cook-off, boys?
Oh, I'll lose.
I'll lose too.
I have 13 rubs. I have a Blackstone, a smoker, a characoal. I got a fire pit.
The problem is I cook to my taste.
I don't know how to cook.
I'm cooking my Not ribs too. In the crock pot, bro, and they are ball.
They are good. But
I cook to my shit. Own tastes, not to.
But they are
other people
overcooked ribs, but they taste amazing.
Yeah, but I can't stand like the if you're cooking pork ribs, mm-hmm. you just get that like. Doesn't matter what you do, you just get that gristle.
I love that though.
No, you got to render it right.
That's not. I mean, you got to pull off that fucking. Whatever. What is that shit called?
Silver skin.
The membrane.
Yeah, silver skin.
And pull all that.
Oh yeah,
off,
absolutely.
Right?
That's got to go.
But you still, with pork ribs, I feel like, even if you're like low and slow, I still get that chewiness sometimes.
That's the whole problem is everybody fucks up because you don't go low and slow the whole time. You low and slow to cook it through, and then you cook that shit off and basically
broil. Yeah, I always like broil to like to do like the last step or whatever for like get that nice,
you
know, glazing.
But if you have a
monster
chunk of fat, you know what I mean? Like before you serve, you just cut it out. But you want it on there when you're cooking because it's oozing into the rest of the meat.
Yeah.
But then before you serve, you see like this. First off, you don't buy ribs that have a huge hunk of fat like that.
True.
You know what I mean? Look for more marbly stuff. But
so we do at Costco. We look through. I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's,
okay.
It's not as pronounced on pork as it is with beef on the marble. But if you know what to look for.
Dude, beef. I can fuck up some beef ribs though.
Oh, dude.
How do you guys cook your chicken?
They're way more expensive though.
You got to have your chicken moist.
Oh, yeah.
See, not me. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I would lose because I cook it. My chicken's got to be dry as fuck.
Why?
I don't. That's just how I like it.
Because you think that's cooked?
No. That's just how I don't like the moist in chicken. I like moist on like on
just microwave
my beef. But my chicken has got to be
Chef Mike. Do your thing.
Like I use a dry rub, and then my shit is like overcooked, so it's dry. I don't want to cut into it and see water come out. I'm weird, and that's why I would lose in a cook-off because I cook it to what I like.
Yeah, yeah. You bring some dry ass chicken. You're fucked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Chicken, bro. That's why I can't be in a cook-off.
Holy shit, is your brisket fucking?
No, because my beef and my pork and all that, that's gotta be tender. I mean, my beef, if I cook beef, it's gotta be some pink and some red in the middle. I don't want.
Oh, well, not brisket.
Well, no. But
some red brisket.
I'm thinking
should be like chewing on leather.
No, I'm thinking like steak and
190 for 20 minutes, bro.
Not brisket. What's the other one? Prime rib. Steak and prime rib. I've got to have the pink and the stuff.
Medium rare.
Yeah.
Med rare.
On the rare side, yeah.
Yeah. I want to cut into that and just watch it flow out.
Yeah.
But that's why it's.
But chicken has got to be dry as fuck.
What?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm weird.
That is weird.
I don't know why.
That literally blows my mind.
What about fish?
I don't do a lot of fish. I'm very picky on that. It's got to be cooked like a certain way with the certain spices, or I'm like, nope, it's gross.
I hate when people cook the fish too fast, and it gets the white bubbles and fat on there.
Yeah, you can't have that. It's called polyculum.
Yep, and it literally tastes like ass, and it's not good for you.
It's all the fat that's burning out. It's all the flavor.
Yep, if you literally cook it low and slow on fish, then it stays in there, and it's amazing.
But you know what the key?
It starts transitioning, it's all bad.
You know what the key for like smoking fish is with that? Is that...
Not marble lights.
No, you do your brine. No, marble reds.
I was camel light. I was a camel light guy back in the day.
You do your brine, and then you take it out of the brine, and you let it dry, air dry for like 24 hours, and it gets that like kind of, not a crust, but like a hard glaze over the top. Yep.
It's like an air. It almost dries out a little bit, but when you cook it, it locks it in
all that shit,
and it actually creates a dank ass crust.
See, and I'm so picky that I don't cook my own because I know I'll ruin it. On fish.
Yeah. It just takes a little bit of, I mean, I've ruined some fish.
I fucked up some good fish, dude. Absolutely.
Yeah. Getting to like where I know how to do it, but now I can nail it. Like,
yep.
It's fucking delicious.
I never knew anything about that white shit coming out. I was like, why is it always like white shit? And I'm like, because you cooked it too hot too fast.
You're like, oh, now my fish is dry as shit.
Yeah, because it went and squeezed all the good shit out.
Yep.
But I'm a straight up like beef and potatoes kind of guy. Anyways, if I have a choice.
Not bad, huh?
I'm taking a steak or a burger over chicken. Jesus. What'd you do?
A little hiking accident.
Yeah.
Did you push him?
We had some bonus time.
There was like a bear or something coming. You push Chase so you can run away. Yeah.
No, I would never be close enough to Dan for him to push
me. I remember your story. You stay far
back. That was an episode name, actually. Yeah.
I kept up with you guys. Like, I was...
No,
like
you were.
He let you go in advance
the whole chill. Time. It was chill.
It was really...
It was a flat trail, though.
It was a very fucking flat trail. Till the end. And then it shot straight up.
I got that's 350 feet elevation gain
over 150
in like
feet.
A mile.
No, it wasn't that bad. It was actually really good. Sunrise though, that was fucking gorgeous. But anyway, I guess to get back to what I was saying, we were hiking and we got to the end of the trail and there was no fucking waterfall. It was just a creek crossing. And we're like, okay. And we looked at all trails and it was fucking being bullshit like it always is.
Always.
So like you should have turned a while ago. We're like, there was nowhere to fucking turn a while ago.
You're
like,
way over here.
Yeah. So we were just like, well, let's just go look and see. So we found a fucking fallen tree that we can actually cross. And it was pretty tight. And we went across and checked it all out. And it was cool. We're like, ah, fuck this. Let's just get back. So we came back across and I was leading the way. And going in, I didn't realize that where we started, and I probably used it to fucking pull myself up, there's a fucking 3-foot stick. Like a foot and a half stick.
Spear.
Or branch off of the tree that was falling over. I just didn't fucking see it. Oh, fuck. So I'm just walking, and I spotted my landing because I was across the creek, thank God. But I spotted my landing, and I went to take a step, and my knee just crunched into this fucking stick.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, fuck. And I jumped down, and I looked, and it was just flesh. It wasn't even bleeding yet. And I looked, and I kind of opened it. I was like, oh, this is going to suck. And they're like, what happened? I'm like, oh. And then it just started.
And Dan, like the man he is, just tore pieces off his shirt and tied it around.
Thankfully, thankfully Chase was hiking with his wife's purple sling bag.
Fact.
Because he didn't bring a day pack. So fact. He had a tampon in there that he just slapped.
There
on.
Was a tampon. I should have used it because it was bleeding like a son of a bitch. And the bandage on was we should have utilized
it. Swollen.
That would have been cool as fuck that if I would have soaked up all that blood. Instead, I just like wiped it around and slapped it.
So what would you just roll the cotton
is the
around
inserter,
it?
Yeah,
you
bro.
Just tape it. You just tape it on there and fucking call it good.
Would it go flat?
No, I would have I would have just wiped it up because it was like it running down my leg hilarious. At that point. Like, you know, like it was dripping. I would have just like soaked up as much as I could and tried to swell that bitch and then slapped the Band-Aid on. Instead, I slapped the Band-Aid on over the blood and the fucking Band-Aid was like falling
saturated,
off the fucking way.
Dude.
Completely saturated. Like, well, that was dumb. And then I was like, I should have used the tampon. They're like, you have a tampon? I'm like, yes. It's my wife's bag. And sure as shit, I'm like, oh, I'm an idiot. Like, she had me set up for success, and I failed to execute.
That would have been dope, rolling back into camp with a big old tampon strapped to your leg, dude. All fucking bloated
and
shit.
It would have been bloated and shit, dude. It was bleeding so bad. Like, it was just a flesh wound, but, I mean, it's 3 inches across my kneecap. So.
Yeah, man. Could have been way worse, for sure.
Yeah, I was kind of worried at first, and then I was like,
yeah, it's not like tendon or fucking.
Yeah, until I jumped into the hot springs the next day.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, and the lake was no problem. Then I jumped into the hot springs and like the water is a little different. And boy, that hurt like a motherfucker.
That's why I don't fucking get in the hot water. Little sting. That the next morning, that was when I was sending you pictures, Donnie. I got a
95 degree hot spring. That sucked.
Your walk?
Yeah, hiked up.
Or hike. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to walk.
10 miles.
I didn't mean to like. Shrink it down to a walk.
He jogged it.
But I went up to this alpine lake and there's fucking nobody out there. And I hiked up initially because it was like, I got up early and it was cold. So I had like pants and sweatshirt on and stuff. I get up, I'm just sweaty, like looking around. Nobody's around. I'm like, fuck it, I'm going in.
Yeah.
Just stripped down, fucking jumped in there, dude. It was great.
Cold as fuck and refreshing as hell.
Great. Yeah, it was beautiful up there.
Yeah, I was a little envious of that actually. I'm not going to lie.
Why
are you always coming out here and bothering us?
You're in shit now. That's my thing. And that's what I was like. I was telling Dan. It's like I'm good. I can walk forever on a flat hike. As soon as it goes uphill,
you would love the hike.
We did.
Sunrise hike was dope. We watched the sun come up through the smoke. So it was all fucking orange and like it was gorgeous.
It was a good little trail.
Yeah. It was so easy, in and out. Like it was awesome, actually. This is Stanley Lake. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that where this happened too? Mm-hmm.
That's where he.
Okay.
Yeah, on that hike.
So why'd you go alone the next morning? Because he was crying and
I had planned.
Put in 6.5 miles, bro. I had to take 5 days off after that, dude. My fucking.
I had planned three hikes, but the second day I woke up, kind of had a headache, and I was like, snoozed, and then I was
we partied pretty good.
And then we had. The first 2 days that we were there, it was like, it was all planned out. So it was like the next morning, he's like, okay, we're going to be up at 9 o'clock and fucking hitting the road. I'm like, why? Yeah. So
I was like, it's my first day off.
Yeah.
I want to sleep.
So I wanted to sleep. I wanted to hike. Trip. Yeah. So I didn't get up. So I only got the two hikes. I did the one with the boys but nobody wants to, not everybody wants to do the hikes.
Yeah.
That I want to do. And I do like to go by myself and like challenge myself.
Enjoy the silence and yeah.
And I like to beat myself up on the trail a little bit, man. I don't want to have to worry about anybody keeping up or.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He straight up said that he does.
Or somebody like not enjoying it.
If we're on a major hike, he's around the next corner waiting. But on that kind of hike, you just want to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to fucking get up to the lake, jump in, eat a sandwich, fucking hike back.
And he
down.
Was back and ready to go fucking like.
Yeah,
there he is.
Yeah, it was great. I was coming back down the trail and going up, I didn't see anybody because it was early, whatever. Coming back down, see everybody, but not like, or see people like, but not super frequently. It was like every, you know, whatever.
It was pretty chill up there. It wasn't that busy.
How is the campground? Is it like a plug-in kind of place? Yeah. So it's not a generator.
It's a resort type.
So then you do get a lot of people. Yeah. Or it's like Glen's Ferry, but farther out. Like it's nice state park.
But it's like forested. So it's really not that big.
So is it kind of like the McCall, what's that one, where it looks like you're backing up in the forest, but you still have the plug-ins and the water.
Yeah.
And
kind of like that. Like you're in the woods.
How many trailers do you think it is? Like 30?
I think 38 is what it fits.
Okay.
There's like 24 down and then like 14.
24 on the lower level and then, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's not huge.
No, like there's only like 9 or 10 in the top.
But I mean, so there's like the people around. It's not.
Yeah. Well, the way we take it over, like we had the whole corner. If we had not us in those four spots, it would have been awkwardly close.
Yeah.
But because it was all us, it was actually awkwardly awesome.
We were still a little bit loud, though. I mean, on a couple of the nights.
Yeah.
But
loud enough anybody nobody came said over anything.
Yeah. But we never turned it up like past like 10:30. We the one night,
the jazz hands night, we were up. That was like midnight, probably.
That was pretty good. Yeah. But we were jazz handsy. We were not yelling.
Everybody was yelling and jazz. We were trying to jazz hands to not yell, everybody was just yelling and jazz handsing. So, like, it didn't fucking do any good, dude.
The effort was made. We were not negligent. We tried. Not negligence in this conversation today.
So man camp coming up.
Yeah.
I sent you guys a picture of my dad, so we can bring dad.
Yes.
So I want to pre-warn you, up close, it's very pixelated and
I could tell.
Horrible.
Yeah.
But from far away, it looks better.
In a picture, it's going to look great.
Yeah. And maybe if somebody just sees him as we're driving the cart, it'll look great. But yeah, I was a little saddened by it when I first got it. But then I thought about it. They are blowing up, you know. A phone image from this big to 6 foot. So
yeah, you don't have a 300 megapixel camera.
No, and I cleared it up as much as I could, but it was that picture is actually from his backyard wedding. That was his wedding outfit. His wife was next to him.
His cowboy shirt on.
That was the one image I was able to find. Full body.
His gray cowboy's polo.
But it's funny. I'm looking at the puzzle of this PVC background thing that they made. Together? Not yet.
Yeah.
His hand's a fucking claw.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It's just like this.
I'm like, fuck yeah.
I'm going to have to cut the shorts to put it on him.
We'll make it work,
it's a solid, like his legs have the solid white background. I don't know. It's going to be good, though.
I tried on my shit, by the way. It fits great.
Yeah, I need to lose a couple pounds over the next 2 weeks to make sure mine fits great. Yeah.
I feel like I lost just enough weight to fall into that 3XL.
And this is leading me in the right direction.
You're drinking light beers this whole time. Usually you're drinking canned cocktails.
Extra pale, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Extra.
I appreciate that. Although it's like 12 carbs. I know.
Way better than the canned cocktails, though, dude.
Yeah.
It's like 800 calories, like
660 for the fucking the White Russian. 660. Oh my
God. Right, I was like, I was torn. I'm like, God, I got a couple of Greyhounds.
That's when you just want one after work.
I think the Greyhounds and the Palomas are like 300. They're not as much as the
White Russian, because all the cream and the sugar.
Yeah.
But like those cocktails, like that's when I don't want to drink. I just want a beer after work, and I just want to smash a can and catch a buzz.
They are fucking good. It's
a quick buzz, and it's easy and awesome.
Yeah,
I was like, do I bring?
You can't drink that at a party at all.
Cocktails, or do I bring eight light beers? I brought eight light beers.
See, I've been going light beers.
You didn't bring me a cocktail.
Not a single one.
Son of a bitch.
Wow, you're I was wondering where you were
sitting. I told you. I got Rolling Rock. I got Pacifico. I got Kokanee. And I got Miller Lite.
I got you a flip-off butt guy, bro.
I know. Literally.
I saw this on Facebook. And I
was
like,
God, this is just awesome.
I was like, dude, that's fucking Donnie. So I ordered two. I was like, I got to have one, too.
That's just great.
Absolutely. Like, there's probably...
the butt, I think. When I saw the butt, I was like, oh, my
fucking
God.
Look at the bottom, that's where,
he's
like...
He's almost got a ball there.
He's got
there,
a ball sack, dude. Yeah, his ball sack just has no balls. But if you look at the bottom of it, it's totally
wrinkled.
And that
belly is me.
They could have made it.
That is my belly.
He should have had balls.
They could have made it way better with the balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, balls and a little dong. You know, like
little Asian dong.
Like a Statue of David dong.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Just
yeah.
a little, like a flaccid wiener.
Yeah.
Totally.
Fucking perfect for that.
Totally.
So
for anybody that doesn't know, this is a, what would you call it? An 8-inch figure of a finger and a hand flipping you off. But then as it goes to the wrist,
it's got legs, it's got a butt.
Belly, a butt. It has full.
It's got a dad bod.
It kind of looks like a monster. Like
it's literally got a dad bod.
It has a serious dad
3D
bod.
3D printed.
Carter would call those dad calves.
Dude, those calves are fucking
tight.
Yeah. And they are.
And it's got the little butt and it's got the big belly.
And even the quads and the hammies.
The
are
spine turns into the knuckle. It's crazy. It's very good.
It's awesome.
Crazy. That's it's a good. Pretty complicated 3D print.
It has like ripples in the skin. Like it's,
yeah,
it's got really like the, detailed.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's
the
got
wrinkles
it's
just all great. Thumb
and the overhangs and stuff. Like that's a hard one to print.
Yeah.
It turned out good.
No, that's awesome. That's great. It's going right up on the shelf.
I'm telling you, man, I don't know what's better, looking at the front or the back. This way seems less offensive because it's not telling me to fuck off. Right. But when you flip it around, I get the full essence. It's like
you get the butt, too.
It's like inviting.
It's like, fuck you and my ass.
It's like inviting. That one is like...
You know, it also makes it good. Look at those stubby little fingers,
you can
too.
See the little nut sack underneath.
Those aren't even like long fingers. Those are little sausage fingers.
Perfect addition.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's going to fit right in there. Somebody, I was telling this guy the other day at work, because I call everybody fuckers at work. Everybody. I even call my boss a fucker. Everybody's a fucker. And I read online, I guess it's called a meme or whatever. I saw the perfect one. It says, employee, why do you call everybody fuckers? And he says, me. Because it's gender neutral. It's so true.
Everybody's, I don't want to offend anybody. So I fucking offend all y'all.
Bitch really isn't gender neutral.
No, because it's female and it's a dog and all this stuff. But, you know, Donnie's a bitch. Yep. But I can't say that and be PC.
It's because I got tits, isn't it?
I mean, they're nice.
Dude, I'm going to fucking smack my son.
I would touch him.
That motherfucker walks over every day and he's like, bloop. I'm like, stop fucking mean jiggling dip. My tits, dick. One day he walked up and he went like this. I'm like, what is wrong with you? My boy's a little fucker. He's got braces now. Full mouth.
I saw that.
Full
dude.
Metal mouth of braces.
Well, I saw the smile picture on Facebook and it looks like it's like, he's like
But it's crazy. It took putting metal in his mouth to get him to finally brush his teeth every fucking night.
It'll last a week.
Well, it's been two now.
And then when they come off.
And he's got his own little like, Lex calls him Christmas tree, the flosser that he like, he'll brush. And he goes up in between each one with that.
He's got that water pick.
You got to do the
water pick, but he hasn't been using it. I'll have to tell him to use it.
That's where it's at.
Works. Yeah.
I love that thing because I have my implant bridge. That gets up in there and cleans that out so much better. But
and then you get the braces off and they're like, hey, I have six cavities now.
Right.
From the fucking braces.
Yeah, because the braces were on.
Yeah.
And it held all that shit in there.
They didn't brush their goddamn teeth.
We did it.
We had no
so early ish in the summer because he starts football in a couple weeks and we want to be able to have him set and him normal with him before we mold the mouth guard to his.
Can you mold a mouth guard over braces? Okay.
You have to get the ones. You can't get the good ones that he likes that you don't boil to melt. You have to get the cheap boil to melt ones. But
yeah, that's the only problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because
if you get the ones that are made for braces, they're not made for fucking braces.
No. Yeah.
You have to get the boil to melt. And they just wrap around and pop them in. They lock on.
They have something different from a boil to melt because that is all I'm familiar
with. Yeah, the ones now that have the opening in the middle.
You don't boil.
You don't do anything with some of the new ones.
You breathe through them. Like when you bite into them, they're pre-molded like and generically.
Yeah.
But they fit way better. And then it has the air hole. So it covers it and you can breathe.
You never seen those? They cover the whole mouth.
This is Zane had.
But how does it mold to your teeth?
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
You just bite on it.
Oh, okay.
It just fits more.
So instead of one that goes, instead of one that goes up over your teeth, it's just like
it's top and bottom.
Thing in the bottom you bite on.
When you bite it, there's a hole in the middle.
Yeah.
Breathe through. So you're like, and it covers your lips.
Okay, I have seen this. Mm-hmm. But I mean, all the ones that I had when I was a kid was like boiling a pot of water, bro. And then it's like,
that's
hurry,
all
quit.
For like back 5 seconds, because if you do it too long, it fucking.
And then you throw it in an ice bath.
Yeah. And then you got to ice it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You suck a little bit, but if you suck too much, it like deforms all fucking.
And then this fucker, he's like, so if I save up some money and I buy like my glove and some other stuff, I'll try to sell my computer. Will you guys give me a Speed Flex? I'm like, you'll get the fucking helmet the school gives you to use. I'm not buying you a $500 fucking football helmet in junior high.
Yeah, no shit.
I get it. The Speed Flex is awesome and it's so protective over your little
baby
brain.
Yeah, when you're a full grown ass man.
You don't need a $500 helmet for junior high football that lasts like 5 weeks.
When they issue you one.
Yeah, you can use. I was like, look, I'm not stupid. And I used the school's helmet.
Yeah.
And then he called me out on that.
Yeah. He was like, wait a minute.
Zane was talking shit about it.
He's like, Dad, I've seen your karate kicks. You're pretty sick.
Do you hear yourself right now?
He wanted something, bro. That's the only reason he said that. He's like, dude, that speaker was sick. Yeah. Can I get $20?
Dude, he sent me this thing tonight. He's like, I really want this. Is there any way you will buy it for me and I can earn it back? It was like a $170 monitor. I was like, no, you fucking dumbass.
Here's the
how
thing
many
as
monitors
a kid,
does he have?
He's got two right now. He wants to get rid of those and keep the curved one. Now,
what?
I'm trying to be supportive of him.
Does he do Dan's job?
He wants to stream. And he showed me a couple of videos that he's made and he's gotten like 11,000 views and 12,000 views. I'm like, all right, that's a good start.
8,000 were his.
Probably
11,000 views is pretty.
I'm like, that's pretty good. That's
legit,
pretty
that's pretty.
So
that's
like,
a lot, dude.
I bought him a little soundboard, and I'm like, you can use one of the old mics. You can use this. We'll get you set up. I'm not buying you $200 fucking monitor. You got a fucking LED TV right there.
Yeah.
You got two other high def monitors. You're fine for now. I was like, you get up in the millions, we'll talk about an expensive monitor. Yeah. I'm like, you're just starting out. I was like, I didn't have the top of the line shit when I just started the podcast. So
yeah,
you got to work your way up. But
you're just talking to your cell phone.
Yeah. And then I was like, Riley, you got to just start here and work your way there. But two videos that you put out like a month ago, like, what have you done since? It's like, you got to be committed to do it. And he wants to, because he's set on, he's going to play in the NFL. I was like, that's awesome. And I will always tell him he can do it. He knows some NFL players. And I brought up, there's also some professional wrestlers who also stream gaming. So they got the money. So he knows that can be done. You could be a professional player and still do this. So he's like starting now to work on both of them. And
yeah,
I was like, cool.
Goals, man.
Right?
If you have a just goal, stick to it. That's a fucking start.
So I asked him, because he used to have all these, like, yeah, I got a new girlfriend, I kissed her, blah, blah. Like, for years, he keeps doing that. And it's been a while. I was like, so are you gay too? And he's like, no, I'm focused on football and my gaming. I'm going places. I was like,
yeah, boy. Cool,
good for him, dude.
Whatever, man.
Like, pussy complicates
things. He's like, don't worry, Dad. I'll give you four grandkids. I'm like, all right. Whatever.
That's what he said. Yeah. Nice. He's like, cool. Boy.
Did you guys know that what's the gay bar? The Balcony. So back in the day, I
partied there plenty of times.
Yes. And it's actually fun. They had a certain time of day where 18-year-olds can go in there and hang out.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have that anymore, supposedly.
Yeah.
Well, because it's a fucking bar.
Yeah.
Like,
yes,
the bar of all bars.
Because I was like, Carter, get out, go there, meet some people, have some fun. And they took that away. I was like, this is bullshit. But I used to go there all the time when I was poor, because I was skinnier, and I'd go get free drinks.
Yeah. Because dudes would buy you drinks like crazy.
You don't have to go home with them.
Gay? Okay, cool. But you're still cute.
Let's get you another drink. Okay.
I've had plenty of conversations with those guys. And it's like, oh, you're not gay? Nope. All right, cool. And they just keep going on whatever they're talking about.
And
like,
how many?
They're not.
How many hateful gay guys have you ever met,
bro? But you can like have a lot of fun at that bar. Like, you can dance, and the music's actually pretty legit.
And the dance floor is hopping like
It's a good vibe in there all the time.
But
I haven't been there in years. But
no, dude.
Like, they're respectful. Like, they can tell the straight ones from the gay ones. You know what I mean?
Gaydar's a real thing, and they know.
But they'll come party with you, and like, we'll take shots and stuff. Like, I've had plenty of great times.
Yeah, it's like I suggest that to two of the younger guys at work.
Yeah,
I'm not going in there. Fuck that shit. I was like, why?
It's a fun spot.
I was like, you're an attractive dude. Probably get some free drinks. Like,
walk
what the fuck?
Up in there go. Like you're well, a fucking and, straight dude, and you're fine.
Check this out. If you go there as a straight dude, there are plenty of straight females in there.
Oh,
they are very. Their guard is down.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're there with their gay friends, or they're
looking for what they want. But because they're with their friends, so now they're like, oh, dude, this dude's the straight.
Yeah.
But it's like funny because they think that if they get drunk, they might end up going home with a guy. I was like, you know what? Being drunk doesn't do that to you. All it does is make you more willing to do something you wanted to already do. So,
yeah. Also, willing to do things you didn't want to do.
I'm like, I've been so fucking drunk and I've never been like, I'm going to fuck a dude.
Yeah, I wish I had lube that night. Not me. I was saying
the other guy. Fuck. The other guy.
The other guy.
Because it hurt.
I fucked him up. Oh, did I just say that? Earmuffs, people.
It's just ridiculous nowadays.
Spiral.
I went there one time with a buddy from work, Mai Tai, and he had met up with a girl or whatever, and we went there, and we, like, sat out. Like, I think it was, like, a Wednesday or Thursday night. It was, like, midweek or whatever. We sat out on the outside patio and just, like, smoked a bowl.
Nice.
Like, straight up.
Old school.
Just, dude. Like, smoked the whole bowl out there. But no, dude, it was like, nobody gave a shit. It was so weird.
Yeah.
No, nobody gives a shit.
Like, looking back at that,
everybody fucking smokes.
I was really fucking dumb.
If you don't smoke, you just go fucking smoke.
This was a long time ago. This was like when I was at Mai Tai. So this was before it was legal in like Oregon or Washington.
There was two?
Well, you started at the
downtown one.
Oh, that's where you started?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the second
one? Josh started at
Eagle. He started Eagle, yeah.
That's where we got back together.
Which one's Eagle, the first?
Eagle was first. Downtown was first.
No, Eagle.
Motherfuckers.
No.
Downtown was first. Then they opened up the sushi place, and then they had to rename it. Oh, they opened up Koi, and then they had to rename it to Kabi because they got sued by the original Koi out of Vegas, which is like literally the same concept.
Exact. Yeah.
Exact. I thought it was the same concept. And then they opened up Mai Tai Eagle, and then that closed down like a year after. And that's when Josh came back to downtown. Cause I think Josh was originally at downtown. He came back when I had started. I was there for maybe 2 months when he came back.
As GM?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. So, and we did the whole Step Brothers thing where it was like, hey, dude, like we'd like kind of, you know, worked for a couple, like couple weeks together. And he was like, hey, bro. And
then you guys built bunk beds.
I was like, I was thinking about like maybe you can come over for to my house for a barbecue. So he's like, I was just thinking, I was telling my wife the same thing yesterday, dude.
And then you rubbed your nuts on his drum set.
Yeah, I rubbed my nuts on his drum set.
I think he's done that a few times, actually. Yep.
That's why there's that book of love.
It gives me a broner that I'm excited to have.
Nobody has printed pictures anymore.
No. Carter and I were talking about that the other day. Like,
Your beard looks deep as fuck on that picture right there.
As hard as a motherfucker.
That thing's deep, dude. You
stretched your head.
Took all the gray.
And then you see Josh's punk ass fucking skinhead looking motherfucker.
He does look like
that. Look at our teeth, too. They're like so white. They're like fucking... It's like
it almost looks like you're edited to look awesomer, and Josh looks just like fucking Josh.
I appreciate that, dude. Thank you.
You saying you look better as an oblong cartoon character than you do in real life.
I'm just saying that beard, I don't think your beard's ever been that long.
Oh, it has been.
What?
Look, there's a picture proof right there.
It has been.
That is not... Don't even start with me.
It gets... When my beard gets to a certain length, I get
straight
these,
picture
like,
proof.
That's fucking AI.
I get these weird curls on the side. They get all fucking tufty, and I have to trim it.
I just now noticed when you're playing with it, you're like fucking Santa Claus over that shit's really gray now.
Yeah, bro.
And you're still a youngin', dude.
Damn, dude.
You're a fucking 40. Youngin'.
No. I mean, the fact that your hair is still normal.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
we've got some gray in the top.
Yeah, but we keep it short on the
side. But why is the face more gray? I got you by what, at least 6 years?
Because he's earned that shit,
dude. And I don't have that much.
Yeah. He's got that silver fox looking fucking thing going.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I didn't notice it was
that. You guys
got
gray, too.
I got a little bit, too.
So much gray. Are you kidding me?
I got a little bit.
Maybe not. I mean.
But also, I keep mine... Like a lot shorter.
It happened fast though.
Not that you're long, but I keep mine way shorter than
even 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes.
And it was like mostly brown.
Look, even a year ago, you had just like sides. It wasn't.
No, I don't know. A year ago, maybe 2, 3.
But I'm old. I could be wrong. The head's very solid. Like it's got some flex.
So if you like cover the bottom half, he looks like 20.
I'll probably die.
You cover the top half and he looks 60.
If I shave my beard, I'd probably look 20.
Yeah,
literally, dude.
Well, no, because you had a gap in the 20s.
You get raped.
Yeah,
you got that shit fixed now.
Yep.
You got them sexy teeth.
Got that work done. Got some work done. I got my BBL. Got my fucking.
You know what I just discovered? I can fucking eat apples again.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
You can eat apples?
You finally tried?
Yeah.
What?
Because I was missing teeth for the longest time, and now I have my implants. Oh, yeah. And I was like, wait a second.
I liked Donnie's missing teeth, by the way.
I can see that.
All on the side.
But I don't, I mean, I like his nice teeth now, too.
I'm just glad that I can eat apples now.
It's nice that he can't bite
down. I love apples. Yeah, you can just side bite.
Yeah, dude.
She just tweaks those teeth. I'll take care of the rest.
He's like, he's like, Lex, can you make me an apple? She like had to blend it, put it in a blend, and feed it to him like a fucking and like
wipe your applesauce.
Baby bird that shit to me.
had a little spoon, like the soft spoon, and
fuck
like,
that. She had to pre-chew it for me.
Dribble down his chin a little bit. She had to scoop it in.
You know, in my garage, I still have that. Retainer with the 3 fake teeth on it.
Yeah, dude. Dude, you should keep that for sure.
That shit never fit comfortable. It hurts so bad. And then, like, even if you use it, you have to take it out to eat. I'm like, then what the fuck's the point of this thing?
It's like paper clips with some fake teeth on it.
Yeah. And they had the roof of the mouth. It's like that whole middle pink hard plastic thing. And then the metal and the fake teeth. But I couldn't use it to eat. I'm like, the whole reason I want that is so I can chew real food. Why would I take it out to eat?
Yeah.
It was pointless. I wore it once. I'm like, fuck this shit.
I had to get a crown on this back molar. Like, it's gold now.
I see it.
When they did a root canal on it, and because I cracked it, like, the tooth is cracked in half. Yeah. So, they had to do a root canal, and they gave me, like, the fake plastic resin tooth, like, while the gold was getting like made.
That light ass shit.
So I'm like,
I've had one of those.
I went for like, they're like, okay, it's going to be like 3 to 4 weeks before the tooth. I was like, really? With a plastic tooth in the back? Okay. I made it like 3 weeks in and I was eating some fucking thin crust pizza or something. Crunched down on that thing like sideways a little bit and it just cracked that fucker in half. Now, thank God I had a root canal and so it didn't hurt, but I was like, I got this jagged piece of plastic like, hanging out in the back of their back, man. Dude. Fucking worse, man. Dental work.
You know what I love, though, about the dentist worse. And the, what's the lady who cleans you? Hey. Hygienist.
Yeah.
I love the, like, I was just in there Tuesday for my cleaning, my every 6 month cleaning. And obviously, I was like, they're like, so Penny, I was like, no, no, you put me on a day that Penny is, I am not going with anybody but Penny.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart, man.
But it's, I love that I can just talk to him, you know, about trips or stuff. And I was like, it's like, so you going alone? I was like, oh, no, we're going with Rhodes. Dan and Tanner. Like, oh, yeah. Yep. Like, yep. Sorry, I can actually, talk to them. They know you,
are you
too.
Are you like this? Are you like, oh, you're going to call you Rhodes?
No, because Penny and I will talk for like a good 20 minutes before she starts. Before.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was gonna
she
say,
asked about the podcast.
Because usually my mouth's completely full of their fucking shit. So I'm like,
I hate when they talk. No. Like the dentist has got both hands in there. So how was your day?
You're like,
Can't even fucking swallow my spit and you're going to try to talk to me right now? Come on.
They always do that. It's like me walking up to somebody at a restaurant. I'm like, you're always eating.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why I just walk by and if you're eating, I just fucking keep eating.
I don't even look at them when they come. Like, how was everything? I just
like, keep looking. We make eye contact. I'm like, sorry, let me pick my mic back.
Yeah. That was, fucking throw my shit.
So let's pick this up like 2 hours ago. And
so how about those Montego snacks?
Fucking snackable beer, dude.
Bro, it's from Montucky.
for all the listeners, we forgot to hit record again, so you just missed out on an hour of great conversation.
I love that Dan is including you guys on this one. I'm the only one with all the controls in front of me.
All the best conversation. Yeah. It got really
raunchy.
Bro.
We're going to take the heat.
It got really raunchy.
Yeah. Yeah, the strip club conversation was...
T-Boner, you were on there, bro.
T-Boner was in there.
A lot.
It was happening. There was some very questionable comments.
I think I said Donnie's name in full.
He did,
and his social security number.
Yeah, he actually put out a
address.
He put out the imgur of a picture of the front and back of his driver's license.
Yeah,
so
did you just reference imgur?
Imgur,
the fuck is that?
Wow, dude.
I'm sorry.
Fucking nerd.
It comes through Reddit fucking all the time.
Nerd.
Half the cool pictures I find come through Imgur.
Fucking nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Sorry. I tried to be relevant and I just find out that I'm old.
And you're like, what, the youngest one here?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like the
first. Mentally, though.
Daniel's got me beat.
But like,
he's 40.
I do. Yeah.
No, wait. I got you beat because you turned 40. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like,
I'm still 39.
I've been 40.
I got 5 months. Yeah.
Been 40.
Look at his face. He's been 40.
Every day I wake up and go, 40. Thank fucking God I'm not 40. And fuck all my friends that are.
Every day? I'm the same way. Thank God I'm not 40.
Every one of them, my wife, my sister, my whole family, like I'm literally the youngest. And I just go, fuck you guys.
Well,
I still love you, but fuck you. I'm still 39.
I don't feel any different.
You look different.
40. I still feel fucking 25.
I don't.
Which
think
is a problem.
It doesn't hit you for like another 15 years, maybe.
Well, like,
some of it does though, because you're like, sometimes you're like, that's a little bit more achy than it used to be.
I wake up in the morning sometimes and I jump out of bed and I'm like, did I just pull a muscle and shirt for 3 days? It fucking hurts. I'm like, fuck.
Have you ever done the shit where you're like, okay, where you're like driving your car and you got a hoodie on or something and you go to like get a stop sign, stoplight, and you got
to
like fuck.
Try to get it off really quick.
Change it real quick. You're like,
and you tweak your fucking like shoulder or something.
Because
you're,
it's
like,
awkward.
Oh,
you're like, fucking, fuck. You try to pull it through. And
then
like,
it's still stuck halfway on and you got to drive to the next stoplight.
You just got to force it and that makes it worse. You're just like,
it's the fucking worst, bro. So yeah, it's there.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
It's there.
Let's go ahead. We're going to end this now. fucking dad bods out, bitches.
It's a new thing. Woo. Bow, bow.